This sound was recorded on the 4th of September, 1965, Medium Leslie Flynn.
Yeah.
Oh, can I wake up now?
Oh, we weren't holding you up, love, were we?
No, I just said that to the How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, I'm very fine.
Well, you shouldn't be here by rights, should you?
No.
What do you mean you shouldn't be here by rights?
Well, you ought to be in Suffolk or somewhere.
Thought we was going to have a weekend off.
Yes, isn't it a shame?
Yes, having people like you give me extra work.
Oh, my dear.
You're crackers.
I know I am. It's nice being crackers.
Might be for you. Not for the people that have put up with you.
Oh, well, I've no complaints up to now, anyway.
Oh, that's something, isn't it? You are a caser, there's no getting away from it. Why don't you go and live up the north?
Oh, help.
Give us a bit of peace.
Not going up there again, dear.
Whose side are you on, Mickey?
I'm on this side. What side are you on?
We're still here. Oh,
dear.
Well, you'd have to do something else if you weren't coming here. Wouldn't he? The other day, we get a bit involved for them on the other side, but one day we're going to have a sitting, then we're not, then we are.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Well, well, well. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. I've just had a nice holiday.
Good. Where have you been?
Well, I went to Malvern, Great Malvern.
Have you seen my wife lately?
No, I haven't. I should imagine it was about May when I saw her.
Where did you say you went?
Great Malvern.
Malvern?
Malvern Hills.
Malvern's a very nice place.
Yes.
I remember years ago once I went there. Which must have altered, like most places do. How are you keeping? Are you well?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
My holiday did me good.
Well, I wasn't expecting this morning.
No, so Mickey said.
How is Elliot, isn't it?
Yes, she's well in herself, but her foot's still troubling her.
Oh, well, of course, her age. I suppose she's 80, is she?
Yes, about that.
Must be, I think. She's quite remarkable for her age, really. Nothing seriously organically wrong with her, even though.
No, it's just this foot, you see. It's never... Well, she had the nail off, and it's never gone right, and they're afraid of gangrene setting in all the time, you see.
Really?
Mm.
Well, that could be nasty. Sorry to hear that. You might pop down and see my wife sometime if you can.
Yes,
she always looks forward to your visits.
Yes.
She likes having people visit her, you know.
Yes, I know that. Is there any message I can give her?
I'll just give all my love to old Blanche, as she well knows, constantly around and about, constantly with her, doing what I can, but she gets depressed, you know.
Mm.
She hasn't been too good. Give her all my love.
Yes, I will.
I won't take up your valuable time, so I know you have a special friend you want to talk to. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Doctor. Thank you very much.
Surprised he came.
Why should you be surprised I came?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't expect you, sir.
That's nice of you to come.
Well,
So you have been to see Marie?
Yes.
Considering she's not too bad, huh?
No, she's very well.
Sorry about her leg, but don't think she'll have to have an amputation. No, I don't think that will be necessary. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. I feel grand.
I did not know whether it was today or to not today, you know.
Yeah.
First it was and then it was not, then it is.
That's right.
Fortunately, I am sufficiently around to know. Otherwise, you would have been unlucky. I wouldn't have been here. Well, what do you want me to talk about today? Anything in particular?
Well, I've got Natasha's address, Rudy.
Oh, my goodness.
Now.
Now then. You're not going to be stupid and write to her.
That's completely up to you, Rudy.
Oh, I think you would be very unwise.
All right.
Because I don't think it would do any good. She is not interested, you know. She will not answer you. She will not show any interest, and I'm afraid she is not concerned anymore. I think I've hinted about this before. Mm-hmm. She's not concerned with me. In fact, she gets irritated or annoyed if anyone even mentions me. It is not that she has anything in particular against me, but always people only think of her in connection with me. They never think of Natasha as Natasha for what she herself has done or could do. Always I have been the, what do you say?
Jinx.
She always looks upon me as a jinx. That's why she gets so annoyed and irritated. Why she won't talk with anyone about me. And if you were to write to her, a complete stranger, about me, particularly if you mentioned this, although she still has an interest in this, but not in the same way that she used to, she would be, well, she just would not bother to write. She would probably tear up the letter before she finished it. Mm-hmm. You'd be wasting your time.
All right, I just wanted to ask that, sir. I thought I'd ask you first, you see, and then whatever you said, I would abide by.
I know, but it is not wise. Not, no. Well, I don't think it would do any good. I don't know if you feel you want to, it's for you to decide, but personally I think you would be wasting your paper and writing, you know, I think it would be pointless. She would never answer you.
No, probably not.
What did you think of writing to her about? Talking with me?
Well, yes, I would just have said that for quite some time that I've been in communication and that, seeing that previously she was so interested in the subject herself, that if she would have liked to have come to London, that we could have discussed the matter further or something like that. You see, if she would have come under another name, I would have guaranteed that no one would have known that she'd been in London at all. I wondered whether that would have been.
I think it is completely a waste of effort. Mm. In any case, I don't think it would be any good.
All right.
In fact, I think it might do more harm than good. At the moment, it is pointless to try. She has closed the door on me for a very long time. She always in her lifetime, when I was with her, she always looked upon me as a jinx towards the end of her life, you know. Now she thinks that I continually bar her progress, make things difficult for her. People only think of her because of me. That infuriates her.
Yes, I know that, but I think that's one of her troubles, you see. She's never had anyone who came forward as a real friend. Everyone's always been trying to find out from a publicity point of view or something else, you see. And I thought if you could get behind that barrier to her herself.
No, I don't think anyone is going to succeed in doing that. I doubt it very much. I think it is wisest to not to do anything, but just to ignore. It is what better so.
Alright.
What should we talk about? Something else, huh?
Yes, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I don't know. I suppose Lynn's book will soon be published now. I hope it will be successful for her sake and mine. Goodness knows, it is difficult to know. It will no doubt serve a purpose here or there. It is not an ideal, but One day perhaps it may be possible for a real book. Perhaps later. So much that cannot at the moment be said. But there will be opportunity later. You will see changes, unusual things happen, which link with me. And they will be very interesting for you to experience, and others too. Soon you have a new film. That make you very happy.
Think we're going to have another one, do you?
I'm sure. Don't think. I hope it won't be so long this time, making it possible. Last time it was hard work.
Yes, well, will this one be hard work when we get it?
No, it won't be hard work when you get it, because it will be all right.
Ah.
But,
I just wondered if we had to do another few nights sitting up with it, that's all.
No, don't think so.
Oh. Actually, I think Beaucaire is very, very beautiful.
Well, it was probably the most artistic film of all of my films, but always I have the soft spot for Julio, for Hausmann, and also for Garato, Blood and Sand. I wish you had a better print of Blood and Sand. Perhaps that may be possible later.
This is very faded, is the one that we've got.
Mm. Faded?
Faded, yes. It's in some parts you can hardly see the features.
Oh.
But,
that's the most important part, isn't it?
You're telling me. Oh, dear.
I would like it for you to have all my films. But perhaps later, possibly some. Certainly there will be two more, eventually, which I am sure will be possible sooner perhaps than we think. I think they may come out commercially. I don't mean that they will be shown in the cinemas, but I think there will be a commercial arrangement so that you can buy copies, quite straightforward. I think possibly of The Sheik and also Cobra. Which is one you want, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
You like Cobra, and yet it was one of my worst pictures.
Yes, I know, but it's got a sentimental value, I think.
Oh.
You see,
for you, a sentimental value.
Well, I'm...
Why?
Well, because I'm a sentimental person, I suppose.
You did say sentimental.
Yes.
Oh, good.
You see, it was the first film I ever saw you in, and after all, I suppose that does count for something, and in some ways it was very, very nice. You see, you were more or less yourself in that, weren't you? I like costume and period pieces, but the Cobra was about the only one that you were really a civilian as yourself.
Yes, that's true.
You see? You see, you were a young Italian, weren't you, who had gone to America, and... In that period, of course, your dress and everything was of the period of the time. So I suppose that was the nearest thing that we could ever get to seeing you as you really were in real life.
Oh, possibly.
That was one of the reasons I liked it. But I don't think the film was particularly good.
No, it was not my choice.
When you made The Son of the Sheep, did you have any other films in mind to go back to?
What do you mean, to
go back? Well, that's the wrong way of putting it, I suppose. That when you finished The Son of the Sheep, had you another one lined up ready to make?
Oh, there were three, but I was not sure which one I was going to do. It was possible I was going to do Cimini. That was the one that was most... in my mind, although there was argument about that because of Cellini, it would have been necessary, I thought, necessary to have a beard, and they weren't happy about that at all. And then, of course, I had something in mind to do in Apache, you know.
Mm.
I was very keen to do in Apache, to do with the underworld in Paris and all that sort of thing, but that was not definite. And then Don Juan was mentioned. And there was some talk about my doing Romeo, you know.
Oh, yes.
That was also in the air, but nothing came of it. Nothing was definite as to what the next film was to be. I had a contract that I would do 4 pictures for United Artists, Allied Artists as it was then,
mm-hmm.
with the option of renewal or contract, you know.
Oh, I see.
But, oh, there were lots of things. I had read several scripts, several things had been planned, but nothing definite.
And were you to be allowed to choose your own or not?
Oh, I had a very big say in it, but it was not for me to... I had choice, yes, I had the opportunity to choose and to make suggestions and to more or less, you know, supervise, but not quite as I had previously, you know, with complete control,
mm-hmm.
more or less. And because, you know, I signed my contract with Natasha, she was not allowed in the studio, and there was a lot of unpleasantness there, but it had to be signed, otherwise I would have been out of work again.
Yes, I know that. Allied Artists, that was a sort of company or corporation of various artists, wasn't it?
Yes, Mary Peakfoot and Douglas Fairbanks. And
did you ever consider going into that sort of thing yourself? Becoming
producing?
Mm.
Mm, possibly later, but not at that time.
Mm.
But I have all sorts of ideas, things I wanted to do, but it wasn't to be. I would have liked to have done a colour film, you know. I wanted very much to do a colour film, although it wasn't perfected then.
That would have been... all of your films would have been beautiful, they'd been in colour.
Oh, I don't know, perhaps that early colour wouldn't have done me justice.
Mm.
Fancy me having a red face in one scene and a white face in the next. Oh, colour was very poor at that time. Now you can take colour films yourself.
Yes, it's quite easy.
I've seen some of your colour films.
Well, have you seen that one at Castellaneta where the bicycles disappear in the middle of it?
I've seen your ghosty one.
Oh dear.
Now it's amazing what tremendous strides have been made. But yet, in some ways, not so much advanced, but in other ways, very much. Colour seems to have been highly successful in sound, of course. I mean, we had no sound. I often wonder what I would have been like in a talking picture.
I should imagine all right.
Oh, I don't know. Possibly. I would have had to have taken lessons. I would have had to speak grammatically, more grammatically. Sometimes my English was confused.
Yes, but then, it isn't like being on a theatre stage where you have to do a whole play, is it? I mean, you could memorise a few sentences long enough for the scene to be shot, couldn't you?
Oh, it isn't just only memorising.
Isn't it?
Oof. Everything has changed. Hollywood is different. Nothing is the same. I don't go back there anymore now. I've lost interest. I don't go even to the circus.
No. I know you said you did last time.
Many of my friends have joined me, people that were associated with me. How strange, the time has gone. 40 years nearly, huh?
It is a long time.
When are you going to talk with me again?
I don't know, I have another sitting for next month. Did you want me to sit?
Oh, no, but it's next time I really must get down to serious things and talk about things that will be of interest generally, not this personal thing. You know.
No, I know.
What were you going to say to me?
I think it's the first Saturday in October.
Your mama sends her love to you.
Oh, give her mama.
I often see her with you. She comes often to your flat. I have seen her several times and she wished me to remember her, send her love to you.
Your
father, I do not know. I have seen him twice, I think. I don't think there was much love lost between your parents.
No, there wasn't.
I should think, gathering what I do from this, that they are not together here. They are good friends, perhaps, but I don't think there was anything in common.
No,
they were totally different people.
Yes, they were. That was one of the troubles. But, I know my mother, she spoke once before and said that they, you know, they become friends again, because they were really more or less enemies up to her coming over onto your side. At least my mother was very, very bitter at that time.
Well, I would not know. It seems very sad when people are not happy together. But it is better if they're not happy to be separated.
Mm.
I think, like Natasha and me. Ah. Strange. Each one must work out his own salvation, his own destiny. There are certain things which I think have to be. I think we are given opportunity and we are given a certain amount of freedom, but I think that to a certain extent we have to work out our own life in a certain way. You know, I think we are free, but at the same time free within a certain range, you know.
Yes.
Perhaps I am wrong. But it seemed to me that everything that happens for some reason or purpose. I think one has to learn from all sorts of experiences. And sometimes it is necessary to be unhappy and to have sadness and disappointment and disillusion. It strengthens our character, perhaps. I'm sure it must do. It does me, I know. I learned a great deal in my short time on earth. But one thing I learned more than anything else is that one must have the mind that is open to receive. One must not have too strong predetermined ideas about people or things, and one must let love be the guide, let love show the way. One cannot control others. It is not good to control others or try to control other people. One may advise them, but there again, one's advice may not necessarily always be right for that person. One may think it is. Seems to me that every human being must for themselves find their own path and work out their own life in their own way. Of course, since so many people, most people's lives are involved with other people, everyone's life is involved with other people. To some extent we can affect other people's lives and they can affect ours. But the fundamental nature of character that one must evolve is something still so personal to the individual, and I think that we must learn from all the experiences and mistakes. I don't regret anything that happened to me. I realize it was all for good, although often at the time one cannot see it. One must be patient with the life, one must be patient with people, and one must be patient with oneself. One must be always aware that somewhere there is a reason for certain things which do not make sense. Of course, there are many things that we regret in life. I mean, when you consider that a few people can cause such misery to the whole world and millions suffer, then of course there seems to be no reason in that. And in a sense, perhaps there is not. But the point is that until man learns to be loving and tolerant and patient and is prepared to work in love and in harmony with the rest of the world, there will be these troubles, and man must learn to overcome the worst part of himself. I look upon life as a school. We learn all sorts of lessons. Sometimes we don't like the teachers, sometimes we don't like the lessons, but it's necessary to learn them. And we can only learn them in one way, and sometimes we have to come back and learn them again until we get them right. I have no regrets. Ah, poor Natasha, she's still learning, and in a way she is doing a lot that is good, but I regret for her that she has certain things yet to learn. I sometimes think that she may have to come back again. It is difficult to say for sure, but I think she has much yet to learn. She has not learned to forget self, and that is very hard to do, thing to do, but it is important if you want to live and do the right things, the best things, the good things, And as soon as you begin to forget yourself, then somehow things begin to right themselves for you. I think she is still very self-centered. It is a bit piteous. Why, I don't think at any point you write to her. Anyway, next time we talk about things which are vital and important, I try to start giving you talks that will be illuminating for masses of people who are prepared to read or to listen, you know. Anyway, thank you for everything, and I hope very soon we will be able to present you with a nice print of a nice film which will keep you happy for a little longer, huh? Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Au revoir. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mickey.
Quite nice, really, this morning, wasn't it?
It was nice. Chatty, wasn't it?
Wonder what film this is. Because I found out where some are. She's about here, but I think it's hard to get them here.
He seems to think that there might be commercial.